now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. And despite belting a season-high 6 home runs and scoring in 8 of the 9 innings in its Southeastern Conference Series finale with Ole Miss, the Missouri Tigers couldn't slow the Rebel offense and fell 20-14 in Saturday afternoon slugfest at Taylor Stadium. The Missouri Tigers, though, take 2 of 3 games in the series. Mizzou continues its final homestand of the 2023 season Friday when it opens a 3-game set with Georgia starting at 6 p.m. at Taylor Stadium. St. Louis Cardinals ended their losing streak by knocking off the Tigers 12-6. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals had a 3-1 lead, only to have the Detroit Tigers get 5 in the 6th inning, 4 on one swing by their catcher Rogers. But the Cardinals had an answer of their own, and they took control of the game with a 7-run bottom of the 6th. Paul Goldschmidt hit 3 home runs, Brendan Donovan a big 3-run homer in the comeback inning, and the Cardinals snapped an 8-game losing streak, the final 12-6 over Detroit.
It was a great offensive comeback for the Cardinals in that bottom half where they could have just laid over, and really good starting work for Steven Matz. He went 5 1/3 innings, really made it possible. He only gave up 1 run. He didn't get the win. He certainly deserved it, but good work out of the bullpen by Drew Verhagen.
Verhagen was good. Helsley was able to finish up the game, and with a home run by Brendan Donovan, he loves to hit in Wrigley Field. That could be the beginning of something big, and tonight the Cardinals are at Wrigley Field.
Well, it's always exciting to go to Wrigley Field. We never know what's going to happen.
Our broadcast time tonight, 5:45.
The Cardinals take on the Cubs tonight, pregame 5:45, first pitch 6:30, all on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. The Royals defeated the Oakland Athletics yesterday 5-1 to avoid a series sweep at home. And you're invited to the Grizzly Athletics All-Sports Banquet tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center Exhibit Hall. The cost is $15 per person at the door. Food and drink is provided. The TCMH Healthcare Foundation 17th Annual Charitable Golf Tournament will take place Saturday, June 10th. It's a 2-person, 18-hole scramble, and there's 2 tee times to choose from, 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. Cost is $120 per team. For more information or to sign a team up, you can call 417-967-1377. Congratulations to the Zizzer and Lady Zizzer track athletes who earned all Ozark Conference last week in Springfield. Also, a big congratulations to junior Audrey Oliver, who broke the school record in the 300-meter hurdles set back in 1999 by Zizzer alumnus Corinza Barr. Congratulations to the conference champion 4x200-meter relay team of Audrey Oliver, Katie Bowers, Reagan King, and Laura Dixon. First team all Ozark Conference, Jackson Hunter, Audrey Oliver, Heston Miller, Blake Tinsley, Will Stauffer, Lincoln Miller, Zach Tinsley, Chloe Tomovic, Katie Bowers, Reagan King, and Lauren Dixon. Second team, all Ozark Conference, Kayla Dixon, Dawson Howe, Emily Ritter, Kylie Gunter, Ridge Smith, Andrew Jacobs, Drew Harris. Honorable mention, all Ozark Conference, Mackenzie Day, Nehemiah Wright, and Josh Ingram, along with Miley Adams, Hoyt Stinner, Carson King, Addison Sanders, Nicholas Metz, and Trevor Logue. Congratulations. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.